So where does Greece go now? And does it really have a future as part of Europe's single currency? I've been discussing that with two economists, one British, one Greek. Roger Bootle at Capital Economics here in London has carried out extensive research into the mechanics of how a country might leave the Eurozone. And first, Danai Kyriakopoulou, who worked at the Bank of Greece in Athens in 2013. How did she think Greeks should vote in the referendum on Sunday?
I don't think we can tell right now what is the right way to vote because we don't really know what the referendum means and what the position of the referendum is. I think most people in Greece are clear about what they believe about the big questions, but the role in the referendum is that is not entirely clear. A yes vote is not really meaningful in the sense that the proposal that is put to vote is no longer on the table. A no vote, on the other hand, the government hasn't really explained what that would entail. It's certain that a no vote is more of a risky option, and I think Greek people right now have not that much to lose anymore and they're more likely to take a risky approach. I think it's wrong to think of the referendum as a choice between a continuation of the austerity regime and an exit from the euro. That's not what it's about.
Roger, what do you think? I mean, do you have a view about which way Greeks ought to vote on Sunday? I suppose the issue is we don't quite know what they'd be voting about.
Well, this really is a farce. I'm afraid it's going to give referendums a bad name. And of course, we in Britain have got one coming up in the not too distant future. It would be funny if it were not so tragic. You've got Jean-Claude Juncker saying that, well, of course, Greeks should vote yes. They haven't got to know what the question is, whatever it is, just vote yes. And effectively, the Greek government saying, well, the Greek people sort of haven't got to read all the conditions for this thing. They just know instinctively after the last 5 years, they must just vote no. So quite what the outcome's going to mean, I don't think any of us can be sure. I myself feel that if Greece does vote no to this package, whatever that package actually is, and whether it's still on the table or not, then that effectively is going to eject Greece from the Eurozone. The point of getting that no vote from the point of view of the Greek government, I think, is to enable them, so they think, to negotiate some sort of better deal with the creditors. But I'm pretty sure in my own mind that's not going to be possible. If you think of the position of the creditors, if you like, headed by Germany and Mrs. Merkel, if they were to concede after this, they'd be in a pathetically weak position to resist similar demands from Spain and Portugal, and ultimately the big one that's coming along before too long, namely Italy.
OK, what if that situation, Danai Kyriakopoulou, that comes to pass and Greece does leave the euro? Would that leave your country better off or worse off?
I think the case for Grexit was much stronger in the beginning of the Greek crisis than it is now. I think the problem with Grexit now is that it would happen in a very messy way. There wouldn't be a proper legitimacy. I mean, we'll see what the referendum shows, but given that that is not the question, we wouldn't know if that's what the Greek people want. And the economy already has suffered so much, the short-term pain would be very disastrous in a political, social and economic sense. If we saw Grexit, there would be devaluation. Some people see that as a good thing because it would allow Greece to export its way into growth.
It would make exports cheaper.
It would make exports more competitive, yes. Of course, one has to bear in mind that right now there is not much external demand for Greece's exports. The tourist season is almost finishing. Also, Greece does not really export much compared to other economies of similar size. The share of exports in its GDP is not as high.
Roger Bootle, do you agree that a Greek exit from the euro now would be a messy and painful one and therefore not desirable?
Well, it would be messy and I think, first of all, painful for some people, but I don't think that makes it not desirable. In fact, I think it's close to being the only way out of this ghastly position. Well, the key thing about a new currency and the devaluation that goes with it is it gives Greece a big opportunity. Now, Greece isn't necessarily going to seize that opportunity, and I do think that not just this government, but successive Greek governments have, how can I put it politely, not covered themselves in glory, shall we say, in the way they've run their country. And it's possible that this Greek government, or the next Greek government, if there has to be one, will make a complete mess of devaluation. That's possible. Having said that, devaluation would give Greece a really, really big chance. There are countless historical examples of how this works. Works well. two in the British case, 1931 when we came off the gold standard, 1992 when we came out of the ERM. On both occasions, by the way, the establishment saying, oh, we can't possibly do that, it'll be disastrous, it'll inflict pain, it'll do all sorts of ghastly things. I can't vouch for the first occasion, I wasn't around, but I can vouch for the second, 1992, because I was one of the few economists arguing at the time this establishment view was completely and utterly wrong, that interest rates would fall, inflation would fall, and growth would ensue, and that view proved to be right. There are also examples from the emerging market world, from Argentina, 2001, fantastic recovery after it broke the link of the peso with the dollar, and Russia in 1998. I'm confident that this could bring Greece out of this mess.
Dene Kyriakopoulou, do you think this would secure prosperity for Greece, leaving the euro?
I disagree. I agree with what you said, that devaluation gives Greece a big chance, a big opportunity. And you said that it's possible that this could be wasted. I would go further than that. I think it's likely that this would be wasted. Under the current conditions in Greece, I don't think Greece could make a success out of Grexit. I think what we are most likely to see is that Greece lapses back into a corrupt clientelist system. And I think if Greece leaves the euro, the chance of it converging to the principles underpinning European economies, by which I mean a free market, fair and healthy competition, a public sector that operates independently of who is in power, respect to the institutions, etc. I don't think Greece would thrive in that way and converge in that way if we were to see a Grexit.
Well, as I've long said, devaluations or changes in currency are not the answer to a maiden's prayer. They don't fix your gammy leg or improve your sex life. They don't make your institutions better and increase tax honesty and all those various things. They don't do all that. However, they do something immediately to competitiveness, and in the process they can generate a big boom in exports. And by the way, I don't think the fact that Greece supposedly doesn't export anything, I think that's all completely irrelevant. Nonsense, in fact. I mean, Greece does export quite a lot. Of course, its biggest export industry is tourism. But a large part of the key to all this lies with import substitution. If there were a significantly lower exchange rate, then I think you'd find Greece beginning to produce domestically a lot of things that it currently has to or chooses to import, as well as exports actually increasing. And if we got the new drachma or whatever was 30 or 40% down, I think you'd see a massive increase in tourist arrivals in Greece as people went there in preference to other Mediterranean destinations.
But it could also mean more expensive imports. It would mean food, medicines becoming a lot more expensive. It risks hyperinflation. There are plenty of risks involved in leaving the euro for Greece now.
Well, the fact that imports would become more expensive is one of the ways in which the devaluation actually works. That's what it does. It needs imports to become more expensive. Hyperinflation, yeah, there's a risk of higher inflation as a result of, well, there will be some higher inflation as a result of devaluation. That's absolutely right. Hyperinflation, I think that's going a bit far. That would take gross mismanagement on the part of the Greek authorities, although admittedly that's not impossible. Well, this question of risk, well, what's the alternative? Are there not risks involved in the current setup? To say that devaluation of the new currency wouldn't bring Greece to nirvana, well, you know, the economy has contracted by 25% over the last 7 years. Do we not think this current setup is pregnant with risk and danger and difficulty and pain? I just do not know how this poor country gets out of the current mess with all the human misery that that brings. What the creditors are suggesting the Greek people agree to is yet more of the same, actually worse than that, because they're turning the screw still more. How can that be the right way forward?
Dene Kyriakopoulou, you used to work at the Greek Central Bank a couple of years back, and I think you still have friends there. What do you think the atmosphere is like there today? It must be a pretty frenetic time.
It is a very difficult time. I mean, to answer that question, I think staying in the euro is not something that should be pursued at all costs. The creditors' latest take-it-or-leave-it offer is not the best possible scenario for Greece, that's for sure. It focuses overwhelmingly on the fiscal side, with revenue-raising measures rather than competitiveness-focused measures. So if we followed that path, it's not a coherent roadmap to growth.
Do you think, though, that plans have been drawn up to print an alternative currency to the euro? Do you think maybe stockpiles of that currency already exist?
I've not been in touch lately to know exactly if plans for that.
Would it surprise you if that were the case?
I think the risk of Brexit has definitely risen quite a lot in the past week, so it wouldn't surprise me.
So what's going to happen then on Monday after the Sunday referendum? If no new currency has been printed, what is going to happen? Danaya?
The banks will likely stay closed for Monday until we know what has happened, and then we would have to see what the European creditors tell the Greek government when the Greek government approaches them with a no, proposing that as a mandate to negotiate further. We would have to see what the reaction to that is.
Roger Bootle, then, if that happens, uncertainty will continue for pensioners. If the banks stay shut following a no vote, this thing is going to drag on.
Yeah, I think a no vote leads to a pretty clear conclusion myself. Whether notes are printed or not, I think that's a side issue, and I'm pretty sure they will not have been printed. But you can bring in a new currency and have a devaluation without there being new notes. In the wake of a no vote, the Greek government, presumably still headed by Mr. Tsipras, goes to the creditors and say, there you are, we've now got endorsement for our tougher stance, you better come up with a better offer. And the creditors will then say, I'm sorry, old chap, but as we said before, there is no better offer, that's it. And then there's a standoff which might last a couple of days, but I think pretty soon Greece is then out of the euro. If the vote is yes, that's a different story. Then we've got Mr. Tsipras presumably resigning, he's indicated that, and some new Greek government has to be formed, and then that new Greek government enters into negotiations with the creditors, and we're then in the same process all over again, not knowing quite when or whether we're going to get an agreement.
Roger Bootle, Managing Director of Capital Economics, and Danaya Kyriakopoulou.